The development and conservation of Northern Australia is up for discussion today in Darwin at the Northern Australia Futures Roundtable. A crowd of about 100 has been at this conference this morning. To tell us more is Andrew Campbell from Charles Darwin University, who is actually the chair of the conference this morning. Andrew, what's this forum all about?
The forum's about, well, as you know, Matt, there's an enormous focus on the development of Northern Australia at the moment, with a federal government white paper being developed, a parliamentary inquiry process, a strong political impetus from both sides of politics. And so today was about getting a whole bunch of people from a wide range of interests together to see just how much common ground there is about people's hopes and goals and fears and everything else about the future of the development of the North over the next, not just the next little while there's a big political focus on it, but in the very long term.
There's been so many Northern Australia forums over the years. You've been to plenty of them. What makes this day different?
I've been pretty impressed by how, if you look across the Indigenous interests, mining interests, extractive industries, the beef cattle sector, the smaller farmer sector, the horticulturalists, the environmental sector, there's an enormous amount of common ground. So everyone agrees the North's a really special place. Everyone agrees it's in relatively good nick compared to most parts of Australia or, in fact, the world. And that we've got a really an opportunity to do things in smarter ways in the North than we've done elsewhere, and we should try and grab those opportunities. So there's, although there's a diversity of interests in the room, there's a hell of a lot of common ground and a willingness to start from that common ground and see what we can do together. So I don't think anyone's saying this is unique or that it's the only meeting of this type that'll happen. There'll be lots of them, and there probably should be lots of them, because a lot of people need to be in the conversation.
And for our country, our audience, Andrew Campbell, anything mentioned this morning about agriculture and any particular markets where there's a big future?
Yeah, there's a strong participation here from different sectors of agriculture, the pastoral sector, but also the horticultural sector and the irrigation sector, but also the sectors that might be affected by agriculture, like wreck fish or downstream commercial fisheries. So I heard some input that you have to start with the markets. One perspective I heard was that, you know, just noting, if you take, for example, the mango growers around Darwin, Vietnamese community, many people, when they started, you know, hardly got any support, struggled to get loans, didn't have big research programs working for them. Many couldn't speak English very well, and yet they've built an amazing successful industry that dominates the Australian market. And we need to think about how we build industries like that, not just the industries based around one mega project with one mega investor, where if one board decides to change their investment strategy, suddenly you're left with a whole lot of stranded assets and people without jobs. So we don't think there's a single development model for the North at all. And I guess I heard some perspectives that the big project model is possibly a risky one for the North compared to letting vibrant industry sectors evolve with their markets and in very close contact with their customers and knowing who their customers are before they start.
Now, I know you need to get back into the conference, so just finally, the federal government's agricultural competitiveness white paper that you talked about, hundreds of submissions to it. What do you personally hope comes from all of it?
Personally, I hope that we do learn the lessons from what hasn't worked in the past and hasn't worked in other places, and that we take our time and let things evolve with supply chains that are actually robust and are based around real demand. I think if we do any sort of build it and they will come schemes in the North, we could finish up making some mistakes that we'd regret long term and that might finish up imposing a big costs on the taxpayer. So getting things driven by real markets, I think, is going to be a real challenge for us. And things that will operate in this climate, which is pretty special. You know, finding agricultural schemes that will operate in areas where you've got a guaranteed drought every year is challenging, and where you've got supply chains with significant logistical problems and significant infrastructure concerns, where it's very easy to have your main roads taken out or your main supply areas vulnerable to extreme events. So, you know, whatever we do up here has to be smart, has to be really resilient and able to withstand shocks, both economic and climatic.
I'll let you get back into it. Thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour today, Andrew Campbell.
Pleasure, mate.